happened to you?
Say again?
What happened to you?
Got kind of, call it a alligator tackle. You know, they have a crocodile, they snap on and they twist. The guy rolled me up.
Is it a high ankle sprain or what do you have?
I really can't pinpoint it right now, but it's definitely an ankle sprain. I was able to get out, kind of get it loose, and got it loose enough after about the first series and was able to get back out there.
Did you have x-rays or anything?
No. Yeah, I think the bone and everything is okay.
Were you worried about being able to come back in the game?
Initially, I was. You know, I came in, I was kind of sitting around for a little bit. They taped it up, and, it got a little stiff on me. So when I got out, just kind of moving around and get the muscles and tendons backfiring, and it got to a point where I was like, okay, I can go. Let me try it out.
You still going to have an MRI?
I don't know. You know, I'm going in here and talk to the staff and see what they say, see what they suggest.
What did you think of Teddy?
Oh, man, it's an outstanding job. You know, the fight that this kid has, determination and willpower. You know, I've been talking about it all year, and these past 2 weeks, I've seen a different look in his eyes that, you know, I really don't have to say much to him. You know, I see, you know, what I normally say to him, hey, just play fast, play smart. But I see a look in his eyes, and I know he's good. He's ready to go.
His best game as a pro?
Say again?
His best game as a pro?
I don't know. I'll have to look at other games, you know. But, you know, 4 TD passes, you know, and a touchdown run, you know, I don't think it gets, you know, too much better than that.
Is it comforting to see this team play that well offensively even when you're not available to them?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, if you look back on the sideline, I'm over there with big smiles on my face. You know, so many guys contribute today. Obviously, Teddy played outstanding in the running back group. You know, we had two guys get into the zone, you know, Jarrett McKinney and Zach Line. We were trying to get Matt in there, too, but it feels good, you know, and it felt good to be on the sideline and be able to see those young guys get in there and get the job done.
Is it the first time in your life you've ever said it felt good to be on the sideline?
Probably.
Adrian, the balance on the first drive, you know, it seemed like they were able to get you involved but also mix it up. What did you think of that first drive?
It was, it's what Coach Turner, asked from us. You know, we knew coming in that we was going to mix it up. You know, it was going to be a mixture of the run and pass, you know, so like last week. And, we feel like that's, when we were at our best, you know. So we just came back out, you know, we came out today determined, and it was a good mix, you know. And, you know, we put our trust in him that he's going to do the right thing for us, put us in the best position to win and be able to get down to the red zone and score points.
How do you evaluate Jarrett as an athlete player, Jarrett?
Oh, man, he's probably one of the best athletes, if not, the best athlete on the team. You know, he's strong. You look at him, you don't think he bench over 400 pounds, but he does. You don't think he squat over 500, he does. Quick, explosive. You know, he keeps me on top of my game, I can see that.
Do you feel it's important this
It's huge, you know. Anytime you can jump out and put 7 on the board, you know, put pressure on their offense and on the defense as well, and guys are able to get into a rhythm, you know. So, that's what we preach about, you know, doing a preparation during a week, and it feels good to come out and execute.
Adrian, if you guys
crucial during this playoff, which is to show that what Teddy can do and what the wide receivers can do, and even what Zach Line can do, in addition to the running game.
It's very critical, there's been a lot of talk, before last Thursday, about Teddy and, the receivers in the pass game. And, guys kept saying, hey, things are going to start rolling. And, he was able to get a taste of it last week. You know, unfortunately, it was a loss. But, to come back and, duplicate that and have a great performance, it really makes our offense so much better, because guys have to come in, teams have to come in, and they have to respect what we're doing in the pass game, and they have to respect what we're doing in the run game, so that's a nightmare for a defensive coordinator.
Was there fear when you, was it your ankle, and what were you first thinking?
I knew it wasn't anything too serious, like broken bone or torn ligament, but it hurt like heck, initially, And, you know, once I was able to put pressure on it, I felt kind of, comfortable. I knew I was going to have to kind of really get my mind, psych myself out to get back out there and play.